It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we met. I'd have been another day, I might just look the other way, and I'd have never been a word. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Die, 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 die. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
One of those songs that make you break out and have a lot of fun and makes you feel all silly inside. And I'm definitely feeling silly inside. I call it being crazy. That's one of those levels I'm at where the nurses have to come in and go, it's time for your medicine, Jay. Take it. Take all of it. You need to take it all. It makes the voices in your head go away. Yeah, you'll be fine in a couple of hours. Yeah, I'll be fine in a couple of hours. But I am feeling pretty crazy today, so what do you say? Let's do a show.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah, and like I said last week, how do I continually do the show each week when I am so not mature? I still scratch my head, but I'm here to have a good time. What about you?
I want you to sing, you bumbling booby.
Oh my gosh, you really do? Well, maybe later in the show, because I'm not feeling it right now and the medicines haven't kicked in, but you never know what's going to happen. I could just break out and be like, ta-ra-ra-boom-dee, did you get yours today? I had mine yesterday. Oh, sorry, anyway, you never know what's going to happen on this show. But I'm ready to have a good time. Hello! Everybody. Yeah, I am feeling good. I want to welcome you to another exciting show, a great show, an off-the-wall show. It's one of those shows that you've all come to love when you just never know what's going to happen because I'm in that real crazy mood. So I want to thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks. You're welcome. It's my pleasure to serve you. It is time for the Rockin' Comedy Show, that tiny 2-watt radio show I bring to you each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox.
It all starts here.
It does. This is like the main brain. This is master control. It all starts here. The madness is here. It's located on the 44th floor.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you come on in? But enter with caution, because it might scare the shit out of you when you see what's inside my head. But I am your host, Crazy Jay.
Oh my God, you're not wearing underwear.
You're right, I'm not. But, what do you want me to do about it?
You're the fun-loving, outgoing party guy.
That's right, and I'm also your host of the madness. And on the show today, I gotta point out that we have an incredible show. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going
to
love it.
Let's just cut the shit and get down to business. I ain't got all day.
All right. We've got some great stand-up comedy from John Panette, Steve McGrew, Kathleen Madigan, Larry the Cable Guy, Plus, we've got some great comedy music from Rodney Carrington, Weird Al Yankovic, Mark Eddy, and a whole lot more. And we just can't keep you laughing. We got to mix it up and rock you up a little bit. So we're gonna have some of your requests. We've got some great stand-up, like I was saying, some great comedy music, and also a little segment that we've put together. A little segment I like to call "Not in the News."
Master, we have a visitor.
That's right. Thank you for pointing that out, because we do have a visitor joining us in the studio next hour. Our first in-studio guest, not only in the new studio, but for 2008. We have a very talented local musician right here from Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Yeah, I forgot every time I say Vegas, that
Vegas,
happens.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Anyway, right here in the V word, a very local talent. His name is Brother Luke, and he's going to be here next hour. He's going to play for us. We're going to learn a little bit more about him because he is new to the show, but definitely not to the local people here in town. And it's going to be awesome to have him on the show.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
I'm pretty excited, too, because we've got that. And like I was saying, your request, we've got Not in the News News and so much more.
You've got mail.
I do got mail. We got a lot of email after the last show that I did, but you can email me anytime. My address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Maybe you're a friend of mine on MySpace. You can drop me a line there. If you want to become a friend of mine on MySpace, then visit myspace.com/crazyj13. Spell out my name, CrazyJay. Put a number 13 at the end of it. You should find me there. You can make a request. You can tell me what you think of the show. Look for many of the artists that you hear on the show. They also have profiles, and they are in my top friends. So check that out if you're looking for something to do while you listen to the show online.
Play some more music.
I am going to play some music. I'm going to start things off with a song from the guy that's going to be here in the studio next hour. His name is Brother Luke, and I played the song near the end of the show last week, but I want to refresh you on it. It's a fun little song called "Ain't That a Bitch."
Hi, kids. Have you ever had a day where you just feel like nothing can go right? You know, no matter how hard you try, things just seem to go wrong. Well, I have. And I'd like to tell you about it if I could. And it goes a little something like this. Listen up. Driving to a party. My tire just blew. It's my 2-week vacation, and I just got the flu. Step into the shower. Hot water just broke. My dreams, they are fading in a puff of smoke. My girlfriend just left me. I farted too much. Just saw her tits. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Oh well, I guess life goes on. Go, go, go. Show up,
with my brand new shoes. Please tell me tomorrow I'll finish this look, 'cause I'm really starting to not give a darn.
Two in a row.
I bet you don't know who I am. You probably think I'm some kind of clown. But you don't know how I really feel. I'm just a guy trying to keep things real.
Everybody's got something to sell, whether it do not in your head jail. Give me one chance to make this right, and take me to your heart tonight. 'Cause your love is everything to me. Something to say, just trying to make it through the day. Just look into the space between. I think you'll find out what I mean. That your love is everything to me.
Staring into space.
feeling that my brain is getting flat and smooth. It hasn't got a groove or a curl. My world is nothing but a merry-go-round.
Music of Fish Ranch Road right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, rocking you from the 44th floor. Remember, you can visit me on MySpace. You can also email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we here in Las Vegas, we're just the host to one of the great NASCAR races that we love to do every once in a while out here in this town down at the Speedway. So, for all you race car fans, we've got a couple of little biddies here for you.
There's a garden that needs weeding, and a cat that needs feeding. There's a dog that needs scrubbing, and a man that needs loving. There's a beer that needs drinking, and the laundry's downright stinking. You can say I'm stubborn, but honey, I'm telling you straight, I ain't doing nothing. Today I learned hard winds cut number eight. There's a boss that's tripping, and the baby's pants are ripping. So my man, he's bitching, and my skin is a itching. The truck is a stalling, and the boss keeps on calling. Let me say it out loud, it's all gonna have to wait. Cause I ain't doing nothing till Taylor Hart wins cup number eight. The Intimidator is the man, he gets the trophies and he gets the checks. And if Earnhardt wins cup number eight, it'll be better than sex. There's a cake that needs baking, toes that need painting. There's some roots that need dying, and some eggs that need frying. You might think I'm crazy, but honey, I'm not lying. No rooster's gonna get it from this little red hen until Dale Earnhardt gets the Winston Cup again. You can hide and hold your breath, you can get downright rate, but you ain't getting you know what. So Dale gets number eight. Yeah, honey, you best be praying for that checkered flag and some extra points for my main man. Come to think of it, you'd make a cute little scorekeeper. Sitting down there at the track with your little scorecard. Yeah, real cute, but you still. Wins cup number eight.
I like NASCAR. I thought Steve Free Mini Pads ought to sponsor NASCAR. Just to hear the announcers. That'd be pretty good right there. Welcome to the Summer's Eve 200. The KY Jelly Car has just accelerated and easily slipped into the number two hole. The Vagisil car has been itching and burning rubber all season out there and is number one in the Bush standings. That's right. They got hard liquor sponsorship now, too, which that'd be another good race to hear. We just started the race, and the number seven Jack Daniels car has already slammed through the wall, followed closely by the Coca-Cola Chaser car. All 15 members of the Jose Cuervo car are still waiting on a jump start. Could somebody please unhook the lawn maintenance trailer from the Jose Cuervo car? The leaves are blowing out when they go around turn two. That's funny. I don't care who you are right there. Well, I like NASCAR. I was in Talladega last year. Did you know the Viagra car is the only car that's got windshield wipers on the inside? That's true. But them people that mock NASCAR that don't understand. Look, if you don't understand a sport, don't talk about it bad. All right, I'll tell you something. You know what I mean? I'm going to tell you a story. I was leaving the hospital the other day. I go, man, we had a big shakeup in the family, but that ain't concerning you. But we was leaving the hospital. I was visiting my grandpa. He's getting ovarian cancer. And, we didn't even know it. He did have a lot of high heels. I do remember that, but I didn't think nothing of it. When he breastfed me, that was kind of weird. I didn't understand that. I knew there was something going on with him. But I'm leaving the hospital, and there's a little kid there coloring or something, but I have my NASCAR shirt on, and he goes, "You NASCAR fan?" I'm like, "Get her done." He's like, "NASCAR ain't nothing but a bunch of mullet-headed rednecks drinking Bush beer, watching cars go around circles all day." That's what he said. Pissed me off. I went up that little punk. I said, "Let me tell you something, you little turd. NASCAR's a lot more than that, all right? We also got Budweiser." Get it up. I walked by him, I kind of smacked him upside the head a little bit. He pissed me off. It's a wonder I didn't rip him out of his wheelchair. Ain't nothing I hate worse than a cocky crippled kid. I tell you that right now. You respect your elders.
That's very funny. It's Larry the Cable Guy here on the Rockin' Comedy Show talking about NASCAR. Yeah, we had NASCAR here last week in Las Vegas, and the rednecks were out for sure. They love the NASCAR. We like to watch them circle. We like to make them a left and another left and another left and another left. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. It is a pleasure to be here. Remember, you can email me anytime you want, crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can find me on MySpace. Visit the official website, which is www.rockincomedyshow.com, R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. Before we take a break, I'm going to play you one more for a tribute to NASCAR. Here it is for you now.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. And oh, when Mama bought off a Jeff Bodine. The Winston Cup people said the boy's too young till I qualified second at Darlington. How in the world could a 9-year-old child hit 197 in a time trial. The man said, Mama ought to be ashamed. But by the way, son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olson, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr. I got a Toys R Us sponsor and a new pit crew. Daytona love little 52. The junior high school girls are all cheering for me. I'm out there intimidating number 3. But I ain't got room on my cards or my caps or the helmet I'm driving with. To write Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olson, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister Marcy.
Hi.
Hello.
To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo.
Maybe the park.
We could fly a kite.
I want a hot dog.
No.
Ice cream.
Is that a horse?
I love horses.
Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
And sing.
La la la. La 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 la.
It's also not uncommon for a kid to demonstrate special powers.
Did you know I can run through walls?
No.
Watch this.
Oh, Sally.
Don't worry. I also have amazing healing powers.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
That's all for now.
Hi. LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
From Vaudeville Films and AmericasLibrary.gov comes the 1919 Hans A. Spanuth classic, Baboon, Dog, and Monkey. Log on and see the story of a baboon who's more than just monkeying around. He plays the violin, rides a bike, and jumps rope with a dog. Is it real? Yes. Is it funny? Yes. Is it real funny? Come on, it's a baboon playing the violin.
It's time your kids had a little fun with history, and AmericasLibrary.gov is designed to do just that. It was created by the Library of Congress, and is America's story told the way kids like it, with films, pictures, anecdotes, and songs. They can log on from home, the local library, or school. AmericasLibrary.gov. Log on, play around, learn something.
See Baboon, Dog, and Monkey today at a website near you.
A public service message brought to you by the Library of Congress, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey now, this is JT from The Uninvited, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
Burger Shack.
I'm Glenn a dickhead.
Continuing to rock you and the 44th floor, the most requested artist in the history of this show, it is the uninvited Robin and Jessica making a request to hear that one. So there you go. If you want to make a request on this program, it is very easy to do. All you have to do is email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Maybe you're a friend of mine on MySpace. You can go there instead of just sending me a letter. You can send me a request, and I'll get it to you as soon as I can. Yes, the medicine has kicked in. I'm feeling really good. And now it's time for your segment, my segment, our favorite segment, simply titled Not in the News, News.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
That's right. Now, not in the news, news are actual news stories. They're just stories that don't really seem to hit the mainstream media. Now, once in a while, one of them does slip in. For the most part, you're not going to hear about them on your local news. We're going to get things started with a story about a religious prisoner visitor who fell in love with a convicted rapist serving life at a Yorkshire jail. She was then attacked at knife point after she ended their relationship.
Somebody help me! Help me!
I mean, honestly, I've never understood these girls that fall in love with serial killers. They want to marry Jeffrey Dahmer. They want to marry Richard Ramirez. Jeffrey Dahmer ate people, but I love him. He's so gorgeous. I want to be with him. And the Mendez brothers, you know, these girls are like they're in love with him. I don't understand it. And a normal guy like me has a hard time getting a girl. The middle-aged woman visited him for 2 hours at jails across the UK until his release on a license to a hostel.
Hold your calls, America. We have a winner.
Exactly. Soon he was spending weekends at her home, and they became engaged. But the woman, who cannot be identified, told a jury the man would go absolutely crazy when he could only have sex with her 2 or 3 times a week. She spoke of her terror when he allegedly attacked her with a carving knife at her home after she told him they were finished.
I take it you two aren't sleeping together anymore?
Well, that's usually what, you know, comes with the territory of breaking up.
Can we just have some goodbye breakup sex or something? I mean, please don't just leave me hanging.
So he probably, you know, if he's irate, he only has sex 2 or 3 times a week, and not having it all is probably going to drive him absolutely freaking nuts. He held the knife to my throat, she said.
Some guys just shouldn't get out of bed.
This will make you change your mind, he said. As soon as I saw the knife, I started to yell.
Help! Help!
Right? She was saying, oh my God, please no. I remember saying, for goodness sake, I love you. I love you!
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Why are you doing this, she added. I must have gone into a bit of a frenzy. I thought my time had come. I just started looking in his eyes, saying the prayer, Our Father. I was shouting, please, he's going to murder me. He's going to rape me.
It's payback time.
She had earlier told the jury, at first he was just like any other prisoner. I started to tell Kevin not to get emotionally involved because I knew he was just a prisoner, but it just developed. For the first 6 months, things went very well. He was very kind and very caring. I always found him to be like that when he was in prison. But she told the jury the relationship started to sour towards the end of 2006. He started saying, there's no such thing as God. And then he started praying to Satan. He had written all nasty stuff on the front of the Bible.
I'll rip out your eyes and piss on your brain.
Well, I don't know if that's one of the things that he said, but she added, He didn't feel I was as forthcoming as I was supposed to be. When he wasn't having enough sex, I think it must have just affected his hormones, and he got quite irritable.
This is where you pucker up and kiss my ass.
The jury heard when she met the man, he was serving a life sentence for rape. He denies committing an offense with intent to commit a sexual offense.
A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
And on that note, the images you are about to see are awesome. Yes, donations did fund a boob job. You might have heard about this. Carla Rae Morris is getting an $8,000 boob job for free. And she owes it all to bosom buddies she befriended on a controversial website.
A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
Since the fall of 2005, the petite 26-year-old Fort McMurray mother had been racking up donations on www.myfreeimplants.com. That's interesting, isn't it? Since the fall of 2005, this has been going on. A California-based site that allows men to invest in breast augmentation surgery for flat-chested women who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. Not bad, I guess. In exchange for donations, the women chat online with the charitable men and send them photos and videos of themselves.
Want to see my big tits?
I'm sure many of them did, but she didn't have big tits, and you'll find out how big her tits were here in just a second. Morris, a married stay-at-home mom with two young children, reached her goal of $8,000 last month. She joins other moms like Candace Ledley, also 26, as the only known Canadians to reach the Hall of Fame status on the site. That's right. The 5'6", 98-pound Morris, is that right? That's right. She's a 5'6", who initially took some grief from her husband and two of her sisters for her quest for a treasure chest, plans to undergo surgery this spring to expand her from a 32AA to a 34C cup. The hazel-eyed redhead, who holds the unbeatable distinction of taking the longest amount of time, nearly 3 years, to reach her goal of any woman on the site so far, said her donations ranged from $5 to $500 and came mostly from a handful of men.
Oh, dear God, let the earth just open and swallow me.
Yeah, exactly. She said her two biggest contributors, a happily married American man with money to spare and an Australian man who's not bad looking, each donated more than $100,000. Wow. I became good friends with him, she said. As good as you can over the internet. Although she admitted she sent out some naughty pics and videos, she does regret it to this day. Morris insisted most of the men she encountered seemed to be more interested in making a personal connection and helping her out than just getting some racy images.
Hit the lights. It's boner time.
It's like donating to any charity. You feel like you're doing good, Morris said of her beneficiaries. When you're donating to starving kids in Africa, you're never going to see those kids eat and you're never going to meet. Now, obviously, this is not as important as helping starving kids in Africa, but it's the same basis. They, the men, want to help out. They're just doing their part. And that's it. A York, Virginia man, named the nation's top beer fan by Colorado-based brewery, has been awarded a lifetime supply of his favorite beverage. Just makes my mouth water thinking about it. Matt Vinsky, who was named the winner of the 12th annual search for America's Ultimate Beer Fiend, which was carried out via a series of question and answer sessions with contestants, won free beer for life from the Wincoop Brewery Company, as well as a $250 beer tab at his favorite bar, and the chance to design his own custom brew alongside the company's top brewer.
Yeah. Hey, bartender, another beer!
That's right. Vinsky explained that his newfound title was not based on the quantity of beer he drinks, but rather on the variety of brews he enjoys and his level of fandom. Not bad. It's not about drinking high quantities of beer, he said. It's about enjoying the diversities of beer.
How about a beer, sweetie?
when Coop and Vinsky was chosen for his humor, as well as his combination of impressive beer drinking experiences and beer ambassadorship. How do you get that title to be the beer ambassador? I'm the beer ambassador. Give me a beer. Now for a sick story. Some of you might find this a little queasy, but I'm going to walk you through it. Many of you have probably had stuffed turkey, stuffed chicken, stuffed peppers, but probably nothing stuffed with what one cook put in some food at a restaurant in West Bend.
That's disgusting!
Yeah, wait till you find out what it was. Kevin Hansen went to a Texas roadhouse and asked for a steak. He got one stuffed with pubic hair.
People who do that should be arrested.
You can bet he probably got into some kind of trouble. A criminal complaint says restaurant cook Ryan Kropp admitted that to the West Bend police. Hansen noticed the hair after 3 bites, then complained to the manager and eventually police. A co-worker of Kropp's says in the complaint, later on that night, Kropp took a second steak, put a hair in it, and told his co-worker, these are my pubes.
That miserable little bag of puke.
I honestly would have beat the shit out of him and wouldn't let him serve it, but that's just me. Kropp's been charged with a felony count of putting a foreign object in food. If he gets convicted...
So, do I still have to go to jail?
If he gets convicted, he could get 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Hearing that story reminded me of this little song. Check it out.
Well, life on a crotch is kind of laid back. Watching them peckers try to get in her crack. I get messy when they're slightly off the track. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Well, she fluffs me up when she's going on a date. Brushes me aside when she's going to masturbate. Scratches me to death if her period's late. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. When she's not really horny, she uses Vaseline. Takes a little shower and rubs me clean. I appreciate it when I'm covered with cream. Thank God I'm a pubic hair. Well, I like it when they eat, but I don't like when they diddle. I get crushed when they're pounding on her middle. Curl right up when she takes a little piddle. Thank God I'm a pubic hair.
Yeah. Maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better about the story you just heard. Check your steak very good the next time you order one. It is not in the news. I am Crazy Jay. We're taking a look at some wacky news stories, real news stories that just don't seem to make the mainstream media. Not bad, right? Right now, though, we got an interesting story here. A house in West Dover where police found a body and 150 cats may soon go up for auction. I don't know why you'd want to.
So what,
to
do you want
to
make a federal case out of it?
Well, they probably will, because the City Finance Committee has given approval to sell the house on Jefferson Court, the Haas House. Authorities said Pamela and Candy Haas kept their dead mother in a container in the home while collecting her Social Security benefits. The cats and the body were found in 2006. After neighbors complained about a foul smell coming from the home.
What's that smell? Ooh, I know that smell.
Yeah, can you imagine how bad that house had to stink? Because the walls and the drywall had to be removed from the house. So the neighbors are complaining because the stench is really bad. But just imagine, they had to remove the drywall from the house. Because the body had been in that container for so long. And these people are living in the house like there's nothing wrong.
Well, that's why they have Febreze, Jay. That's why they have Febreze. It makes the air smell good. Get some oust. Light a candle.
I don't know. Why would you live in the house? Neighbors said they are glad something is being done with the empty building because they are worried about their property value.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Right. City officials say they hope to start taking bids on the house by the end of the month or early April. The starting bid will be right around $75,000.
That sounds so exciting. For you.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not interested. Here is a story about some students who were evacuated from a Lawrence University residence hall. as a precaution after reports that two students were found in a restroom unconscious.
I saw something horrible in the bathroom!
Yeah. Remember the story I told you years back about what I found in the bathroom? The Appleton Fire Department was called to the Coleman Hall. Fire Chief Bill Brager said the students were intoxicated lying in the restroom, but they weren't unconscious when the firefighters arrived.
Drinks, anyone?
I don't think they need any more, really. Firefighters entered the building wearing self-contained breathing apparatus out of concern for environmental hazards. It is a standard precaution in instances where more than one person is reported unconscious. Air quality meters showed no dangers prior to firefighters finding the intoxicated students, Brager
said. I'm never drinking again.
Until next weekend when I go to that major rager.
And our final story this hour for Not in the News News is a pretty interesting story. Seems that some juvenile delinquents had a pretty good Valentine's Day. Why? Well, they had a sex romp at a detention center after the staff accidentally left security doors unlocked.
Give us about 20 minutes before our first ass raping.
Well, you would think, but it wasn't just guys involved. The boys were able to sneak into the girls' dormitory at the Dondale Center in Darwin after dark. About six inmates aged from 15 to 17 took part in the Valentine's Day orgy. Police were brought in to question the inmates. Territory mother said she was furious when her 15-year-old son, who was serving 3 months for a minor crime, told her he had taken part in the jailhouse sexcapades. He told me that they all had sex in the one room. It was a big Valentine's Day sex romp, the 31-year-old mother said.
And that makes me furious. I'm spitting mad. Get him away. Get him away.
The staff on duty that night left the doors open. That's right. Mom said that the police had come in and questioned him and some other girls involved. I'm furious. No parents have been contacted about this. It's all been kept very hush, hush. The mother said she rang Detention Center General Manager Peter Kerwin to demand why she had not been told about the orgy.
It's Saturday night and everyone else is out having fun. It's the best excuse in the world to join the party.
He said a few parents had contacted him about it. He said the incident had definitely occurred. He blamed it on staff-to-juvenile ratio, but he really couldn't explain just how it happened. You know?
That's dumb.
It is dumb. How would you not have an answer for that? Anyway, you are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm bringing you the show from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right here on the 44th floor. Remember, if you want to make a request on this program, maybe you have a funny news story you'd like to share with me, send it to me at crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I do want to remind you, coming up next hour, we have an in-studio guest, a very talented guy by the name of Brother Luke. Got a couple more songs for you, then we're going to take a break and bring in some more rockin' good times. We've got more ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Door.
Nathanson here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with a song called Laid. I am Crazy Jay. I'm your host right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show. A request. I do want to point out that it was 3 years ago this week that our good friend Scott Goddard passed away from liver cancer. And again, it was so shocking and so sudden when we got the news 3 years ago. And I still miss him. And every time I get a request, an email for somebody that wants to hear a Scott Goddard song, it just brings back just a flood of memories of the good times that Scott and I had on the show. And so this one is requested for Brian out in San Diego, who wanted to hear this one from Scott Goddard.
Gym lately, boy, some of those guys overdevelop. You seen those mesomorph frogmen in the gym? These guys are like barrel of monkey men, you know? You just want to hook their arms together and lower them out the window of the gym. It's like if your neck is as wide as your head, take a day off. Supposed to go in a little. Their arms are so huge, they can't get their hands in their pockets. These guys, I don't know how they take a leak. They must have to use prongs or something. There we go. They shake it. Is that the laziest thing you've ever seen in your life? Grab a piece of tissue. Women had wieners, we would dab, wouldn't we? Just shaking it on everything. Should wear a mud flap or something. Getting your business on everything. That's wrong. Of course, there's no place like the gym to make you feel older. If I needed the bench, I asked this guy how many sets he had left. He goes, oh, I have three more, ma'am. Yeah, I'm at the NAMM stage.
Dad, can you and me and Olivia and you take me to the zoo?
Kids need dads when they're babies.
Daddy, can I tell you a secret? I think there's a monster under my bed.
When they're little, when they're teens, when they're young adults.
Dad, all my friends stay out till midnight.
Every minute a dad spends with his kids is important.
Dad, I met the most amazing person the other day, and I was just wondering, how did you know that Mom was the one?
It makes a huge difference to them, and to the world they'll grow up in.
Dad, should I invest in a CD or a mutual fund? What do you think?
Is somebody missing you? It takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information. A public service message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
All rise, all rise. This honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hey, hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What are you, stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy.
This is the crazy man.
just saying, geez, John, I like spicy food. I do too. I love Mexican food. I can't eat it much. It's very gassy. Yeah. Oh, I have a problem. I do. Believe me, nobody wants to pull my finger. No. You'd experience it once, you'd leap across the table to stop someone from pulling my finger. Don't pull his finger! I mean, I had to start taking that Beano. You know about this? It defarts the food? Now, that's a medical term. I'm not being fresh. You'll hear any physician say, nurse, bring me the defarter. Because I had to stop, lady, I had to stop farting. I did. Because I was losing friends. I don't mean like they didn't want to be my friend anymore. I mean I almost killed two of my friends. I'm driving in a car, and my friend Billy's driving, and my friend Kenny's in back, and I broke wind ever so daintily. The next thing I know, we're in a guardrail. And my friend Billy slumped over. And he's mumbling. He goes, I hear you. I hear you. I said, Billy, what's the matter? What are you saying? Oxygen! Now Kenny has his jacket wrapped around his fist. He smashes the window open. He's got half his body hanging out, breathing for dear life. Ah, ah, ah. State trooper comes by. Is this alcohol? No, it's gas. Don't go near him, officer. He'll fart on you, too. Just shoot him right now.
Well, there's a blast from the past. Naked Eyes here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with always something there to remind me. Rocking you from the 44th floor, I am your host, Crazy J. You can send me an email. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can visit me on MySpace. You can check out the official Rockin' Comedy Show website to catch up on some past shows. Maybe you're a new listener and you haven't realized how many shows there are. So visit the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. And click and listen and have a great old time. Right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, we are getting ready for our in-studio guest to make his way on up here. But it is 44 floors and the elevator's broke. And I can hear him. I think he's coming up. But I'm going to throw in one right now. As you know, here in Las Vegas at the Coliseum, we now have the Divine Miss M, known as Bette Midler. Really good show. I did get a chance to go and check out the show for her first dress rehearsal in front of a live group. The show was a lot of fun. She is very entertaining, and it made me think of this song from Bette Midler. Here it is for you now.
I will never forget it, you know. I was in bed one night with my boyfriend, Ernie. He began combing his hair. There was a great shower of dandruff all about the bed. I said to him, Ernie, what's that? He said to me, Soph, those are the snows of Kilimanjaro. He leaped from the bed, he ran to the loo. I could hear him through the door, relieving himself violently. Fish, 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 fish. I said to him, Ernie, what the hell is that? He said to me, Soph, those are the rains of Ranjapur. He leaped from the bed, he ran back to the bed. No, he leaped from the loo, he ran back to the bed. He leaped from the bed, he ran out the window. No, that's not right either. A humongous dick that wants to reach out and touch someone. Imagine that. He ran back from the loo. What happened then? Ah, yes, of course, I had a blank spot. On his way back from the loo, he had, dare I say it, an attack of flatulence. How could I forget that? He had an attack of flatulence. The cheese was cut. I said to him, Ernie, what the hell is that? He said to me, Soph, those are the winds of Krakatoa. That was enough for me. I jumped into my clothes. I was out the door like a shot. I could hear him calling me from down the road. Where are you going? What's wrong? I said, who can fuck in this weather? Forget it, you know. How are you doing now? I'll never forget it, you know. Doorbell rang the other day. Answered the door. There was a delivery boy there. Delivery boy there with 24 roses. I grabbed the card, opened it, said, Love from your boyfriend, Ernie. I was having tea with my girlfriend, Clementine, at the time. I said, Clementine, you know what this means? For the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be flat on my back with my legs wide open. Clementine says to me, What's the matter with you? Ain't you got a vase? You know? Yet another cutting the cheese joke. Listen to how I make it my own. I'll never forget it, you know? It was my honeymoon with my boyfriend Ernie. We were on the Super Chief. We had a car all to ourselves. Suddenly, I cut the cheese. You think I always smell like this? I'll never forget it, you know. For the longest time, I didn't wear no underwear. Used to drive my boyfriend Ernie absolutely batty that I didn't wear no underwear. One day, I caught a terrible cold. Ernie said to me, Soph, you've got to go see the doctor. I said, all right, make an appointment for me. So he rang up the doctor, but unbeknownst to me, this is what he told the doctor. Doc, I'm sending Soph over. She's got a terrible cold, but that's not the problem. The problem is, she don't wear no underwear. Tell her the reason she got this cold is on account of she don't wear no underwear. Got that? Righto, says the doctor. So I, like a schmuck, trot on down to the doctor's office. Doctor says, Soph, open your mouth, say ah. I open my mouth. I said, ah. He looked down my throat. He said, Soph, you ain't wearing no underwear. I said, I beg your pardon, doctor. He said to me, Soph, you ain't wearing no underwear. I said, doctor, you can look down my throat and see I ain't wearing no underwear. He said, that's right, Soph. I said, Doc, do me a favor. Look up my ass and tell me my hat's on straight.
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's in church, but she doesn't go. Still, she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. So don't tell Scotty. Scotty doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know. Fiona says she's out shopping, but she's on her knees.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, bringing you some entertainment from the 44th floor with our in-studio guest, our first in-studio guest for 2008. So welcome to the show, Brother Luke.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Well, staying alive like the Bee Gees.
That's right. Well, welcome to the 44th floor.
Sweet. It's high up here.
It is.
Freaking me out.
Sorry the elevator wasn't working.
Oh, it's all right.
Gary, a little exercise carrying your keyboard up the...
Yeah,
all
man.
Those
what's
flights
up with
and
that?
Stairs. I don't... Sorry about that. I was hoping it would be fixed by the time you got here. What can you say? But yes, welcome to the 44th floor.
What up? Hey, is anybody listening out there? They always... Tell me, like, thousands and thousands of people always listen on these internet shows, and I never sell a damn CD whenever I do these things.
You haven't been on the right show.
Oh, all right. Dude, well, this dog is, like, he's checking me out.
Yeah, that's Charlie Manson.
What up,
man? If I don't let him in here, he's an absolute terror, so he likes to be on the show as much as possible.
That's awesome.
Yes, for those that don't know, my beagle's name is Charlie Manson, so there you go. That's how demented I am.
He's the only reason he's not barking now is because he's hanging with everybody.
That's right.
Uh-oh. I don't think I'll be able to play.
Well,
I made a new friend.
Yeah.
What's that swastika on his forehead doing?
Yeah, see, he goes all out for the whole Charlie Manson deal. Anyway, it is the rockin' comedy show. We've got dogs climbing the walls, and Brother Luke is in the house. Now, we've been playing your stuff for the last 2 weeks on the show. We've been playing Ain't That a Bitch, and also...
Oh, no. He's terrorizing the neighborhood right now.
Let's get him down. We'll take a break. I'm going to get Charlie Manson in check, and we'll be right back.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I don't care if you're rich or poor, young or old. I will come after you. I will hit you so hard you won't know what day it is. You'll want to scream for help, but you won't be able to. I'll cripple an arm or a leg, or maybe, just maybe, I will kill you. I am a stroke.
Recognize the symptoms of a stroke and act quickly. To learn more about stroke, call 1-888-4-STROKE or simply log on to strokeassociation.org. Because time lost is brain lost. A message from Michael Clark Duncan. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy J, joining us on the 44th floor, our first in-studio guest of 2008.
Woo!
It is... Brother Luke, how you doing, buddy?
Is this the second take after the dog tried to hump my arm?
Yeah, this is the second take.
Are we trying to... That was kind of... I feel like a
fluid. You feel violated?
I feel like a full fluid on my elbow. It's a little,
yeah, I apologize.
I'm not sure what that is.
He really likes you.
He's cool, man. It's cool, man, you know? I mean, San Francisco is a place to be if you want to rock that.
But anyway, well, welcome to the 44th floor.
What's up, man? Crazy J.
We're filming for a Crazy J DVD, so.
Wow.
Welcome.
That's cool. Well, thank you.
So we've been playing your music now for a little while. Ain't That a Bitch is getting some attention.
See, it's always so weird, you know, the ones where I'm like at the most pain is the ones that everybody likes. They're like, hey, man, I like that. Ain't That a Bitch? Cool, man, but that's the one where I was just about ready to throw it all away and chuck it away, and then I guess people connect to that somehow.
You know, it's got, but it still has a little funny side to it as well, and it works so well with my show and my audience, the Rockin' Comedy Show. So I think that's one reason why it's gotten a lot of attention. And of course, the other song we've been playing is Every Day.
Everything to Me.
Yeah, Everything to Me.
Oh yeah
that's
yeah.
That's another one that. We just started playing, so hopefully we can get it out there. We were playing it, I think we played it twice on the show today just to, you know,
oh, cool.
Promote you coming on and stuff. But, again, welcome to the 44th floor.
Thank you, man. I can't breathe up here.
It's pretty high. And again, I apologize that the elevator wasn't working.
Yeah, get your workout with Crazy J.
That's right. We have a work order out to get it fixed, but they're telling me we might get one of those fancy spiral staircases that they have at Caesar's Palace.
I was going to say, you have a camera at the very top, and you like to watch him walk all the way up here. That's you laugh.
He's not going to make it.
Right.
That's why I usually tell people, oh, well, on the show today, we could have. Because I'm never quite sure if they're going to make it all the way to the top.
Well, I lost like 30 pounds, dude.
That's it is a workout, especially when you got to, you know, lug your keyboard up there.
Yeah.
But you knew how to get up here. You followed Charlie Manson.
Man. He brought me to the...
That's how he gets his energy. I don't have to take him to the dog park or anything because he just, runs up and down the stairs all day.
You're right, actually. The more he is a terror, quite the terror. He runs things.
He does. It's his way or no way.
Does he have a harem of, like, female dogs?
He does at the dog park. And it's very funny because my friend got him a dog shirt for... specifically for the dog park, and it says "I love bitches" on it.
And that's so awesome.
He puts that on, and he knows he's going to the dog park. So.
And they just know.
And they know. And if people seen the shirt, and they're like, "What does it say?" And they go, "Oh, yeah, it says he loves bitches. He really does."
Yeah. That's so in right now.
Loving bitches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, again, welcome to the 44th floor, and.
Sweet.
Why don't we do something? You in the mood to play? You ready to rock?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good. What do you want to hear? I mean, is there?
Entertain us, man. It's your choice. You're here.
I'll tell you what. This is not a live show. I know that. So.
Right.
I was gonna say, do you guys have any requests?
Well, I mean, I want you to do Ain't That a Bitch, but, you know, we'll save that for the end, obviously, because...
I always forget the words to that, man. Let's try. Okay, yeah. This is the part where I say, "Hi, kids." Have you ever had a day where nothing ever goes right? You know, no matter how hard you try, shit just seems to go wrong. Well, I have. You would like to hear about it?
Sure.
All right. Here it goes. Stephen Lynch influence, obviously. Driving to a party, my tire just blew. Vacation. I just got the flu. Step into the shower. Hot water just broke. True story, by the way. My dreams, they are fading in a puff of smoke. My girlfriend just left me. I farted too much. Feel like I'll never get out of this rut. My hairline's receding. My job is the pits. My neighbor, she's 90. I just saw her tits. Ain't that a bitch? Empty, and my rent is due. I stepped in a puddle with my brand new shoes. Please tell me tomorrow I'll finish this luck. I'll let you say it, 'cause 'cause I'm really starting to not give up.
Damn.
Give me a break. Come on, man. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch? Life goes on. Oh well, I guess life goes on. And on, and on, and on.
Yay, you caught me off guard there. But once you get to know the show, you know I don't really like to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not that I don't like to sing. People have asked me not to.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So, you can probably pull off some. You got that raspy voice. You could probably pull off something raspy like Joe Cocker. Or something.
Joe Cocker, maybe some Tenacious D.
Yeah. You don't know the in fact.
Celine Dion is another one I can. No, there's a no Celine Dion policy on the show.
Every night in my dreams, I see you.
Joe Cocker doing Celine Dion. So how long have you been performing around town?
I've been playing and performing, since I was a kid, playing piano for a long time. I started late doing my original stuff. I did, like, you know, plays and shows, and I've been working on the strip for a while. But I was kind of a late bloomer as far as my original music's concerned. But I'm on a full path now. Check me out.
Yeah, you're all over the place. You do those unplugged shows at the House of Blues and.
Yeah, I've been recording a new CD now, and I'm actually looking to try and get out almost all year starting this summer. So for a full year, I want to be touring for like a full year.
Just so. Vegas, or actually leaving Vegas.
Leaving Vegas. Vegas, man, that's a whole nother story we
it
can
is.
Get into,
it's,
man.
It's a rough town with entertainers trying to start out.
Well, not so much entertainers, anything original.
And yeah, exactly.
Anything original is just almost literally impossible to get some attention here. It's just for the fact that there's such a glut of entertainment here that people are like, oh, this guy's pretty good. Oh, but there's Led Zeppelin tribute band. Wow, let's go check that out.
Yeah, and that's what I was explaining to you earlier. When I was in LA, we could do a show at a bar or a nightclub and fill it with, yeah, you know, 150, 200 people. And it got to the point where bars were actually calling me saying, hey, can you do a show here? And we would get the top artists from the show, and we'd go out and we'd do a show. It'd be like 2 hours, and people wouldn't leave. Even though it was 2 hours, they just wouldn't leave. Mm. And, I tried to do it here a couple of times, and the comedy scene here is just so different. And it's not that I'm going out and doing stand-up and stuff like that, but there's a group of guys that have hit, it seems like, every local bar in this town. And they're like, we've tried comedy, and it doesn't work. And it's not that I want to do the show weekly or nightly or whatever. I just want one night, you know, maybe every 4 months like I used to do, and just go out and do it. And not happening.
There's, yeah,
it's such a different scene out here.
Well, I'm from here. I actually am from Vegas, and I can honestly say I can sum it up all in one simple thing, and that is that this town seems to attract people who want money and entertainers, and so everybody wants to be in the show. Nobody wants to go see the show. So everybody has like their own thing happening with their show and what they got going on, and nobody supports each other. It's just like it's sort of like I'm out to fend for one another.
Yeah.
And so everybody's got their own show, but it's the damnedest thing to get somebody to sit in the damn chair and just sit there and watch you because they're working on their own show, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like just like a town of entertainers that are just trying to get theirs, you know?
And I mean, there's a group of comics that we've experienced here that absolutely hate comics from LA. They have this whole, we don't work with them, they're hacks, they'll steal our material. Well, 90% of the people that are going to do my live show are all from L.A. Because, I mean, I spend so much time out there. So getting them to come to Vegas, one, is very hard to do. And so it's like finding a place on the weekend that will let you do it so that they can come out. And then you get these comedians that just will boycott the show and not have it. Don't go to that show. There's L.A. comics in there. I mean, it's just, it's brutal. It's like such an awful thing. And, I mean, we just recently had an artist that went through it. He was just like looking for a place to, you know, perform his new songs for his his listening base in Vegas, and they just ripped him apart.
Because he's from L.A.?
Because he was from L.A.
Why?
I don't know, because they were afraid he was going to steal their material. And I'm like, you guys do stand-up. He performs on a guitar and sings silly songs. What? How is he going to hack your material?
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I can see how that would, I can see how, like, because you can't really copyright a joke, you know?
Right. You know, and everybody, and everybody's jokes, you know, at some point everybody has the same ideas, you know? And,
yeah.
And a good example is like Brian and Dennis Regan, they're brothers, and they've been doing stand-up for the same time. And they have similar jokes because, you know, they grew up together. So
right.
It's like, yeah, everybody's got the same idea. Everybody's got the same beliefs and, you know, political humor and, you know, whatever. But it's just kind of brutal out there. So I've just decided no more live shows unless, you know, I go to L.A. to do them or something like that, because it's just not going to work here.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah, but you moved here because you have a better job, though, didn't you?
I did move here because I got a better job.
It's always about money.
It's always about money.
It's always about money, man.
But see, even as a kid, I always wanted to live here. I was like always fascinated, like driving back home, like to see grandparents in Idaho and stuff. And we'd always drive through Vegas, and you know, a young kid, you see those blinking lights, man. At,
yeah.
You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're just like in awe. And I always. Yeah. Always told my parents I was going to live in Vegas, and they were like, yeah, whatever. And then one day I got the opportunity to go, and I didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, I'm there.
Right, right.
I'm going. And it was just, it wasn't really about the job, per se. It was, I've always wanted to live there.
Right.
And I mean, the first 3 years I was here, I hated it.
Really?
It was awful. And I've had the worst roommates here, and it's just, but it's good now. I'm here on the 44th floor, and we have Brother Luke.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to do my part, you know what I'm saying?
So who are your influences when it comes to?
Man, they're all over the place. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of electronic music. And when I say electronic music, most people think dance music.
Right.
But I think that electronic music can be done well in a pop situation, like you know, some of my favorites, Imogen Heap and Goldfrapp and certain bands like that I sort of put my flavor, because I definitely come from a hip-hop reggae type of background as well, and I just never really been into rock, and that's why this town is so hard for me, man, because it's this town is so filled with emo bands, and it's just like I just want to tell those suburban white kids, dude, it's not that bad. What are you whining about, man?
You're driving around in a SUV. You got a cell phone,
Stop
a BlackBerry.
Whining,
you got, what are you, you know, it's so brutal.
I could show you some places that if you would not want to live.
I wish I had half the shit they had
growing
up.
And yeah.
You want to be depressed, let's talk about when I was growing up.
Yeah, well.
The toys, the video games, all that crap.
The funny thing is the people who are supposed to be depressed, the really poor third world countries, don't give a shit. They're having a good time. They're having a ball, man.
Yeah, we'll just roll the punches.
Yeah.
You know, we don't care. But it's a real honor to have you here.
Well, thanks, man.
You want to do something else?
Sure.
We had up on my MySpace page, Drift Away. I guess you're Uncle Cracker inspiration if you want to do that.
That's the second verse. I'm totally just that's the third verse.
Doesn't it start day after day?
Day after day, I'm all confused. Craig's crazy, Jay.
You're welcome.
Love in the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I had to lose.
and shame. Whoa, give me the peoples and free my soul. I wanna get lost in rock and roll and drift away. Give me the peoples and free my soul. I wanna get lost in rock and roll and drift away. I want you drifted away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand these things I do, yeah. The world outside's looking so unkind. I count on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the people to free my soul. I wanna get lost, you rock and roll, and drift away. Oh, give me the people to free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, wanna drift it away. Yeah. And when my mind is free, you know our melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the piano's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, yeah. Rhythm and a rhyme and harmony. Helps me along. Hearing me strong. You clap your hands out there. Give me the people to free my soul. I'm gonna get lost. You rock and roll and drift away. You know I can't see you. Come on now. Give me the people to free my soul. I'm gonna get lost. You rock and roll and drift away. Yeah.
Yay!
Sweet.
After we figured out what verse to start on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. Brother Luke is joining us here on the 44th floor. And you get an incredible view of the strip from up here.
Yeah, man. It's just looking blinky like you were talking about.
You should see it on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fireworks are little dots.
You know? Oh,
it's
yeah.
Pretty amazing up here.
Dude, man, that's... I don't know how you afford it, to be honest with you. It's like,
it's pretty cheap rent.
Is it?
Yeah, they don't know I'm here.
It's a cave. It's in a cave. We're in a cave in the mountains.
I've never given the location. It's sort of like the Bat Cave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's probably one of the tallest buildings, you know.
Absolutely.
I think it's taller than the stratosphere. I'm like
44. Yeah, they got 43 and a half over there, the stratosphere.
So, right, it's like being right at the top of the needle.
Yeah.
Of the rocket launch up there.
That would be sweet.
You been up there on those rides?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah, that's...
The one that swings over in the circle? I don't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there opening night. We were going to ride it, and that's when those girls got stuck up there.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were just hanging over the edge, and they had to, like, figure out how to get them down.
Yeah.
Didn't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We went up there for the opening of the one that goes down to the side.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that didn't work that night either.
Are you serious? Yeah, they took the roller coaster down because I think they...
Well, yeah, who wants to go 2 miles an hour?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when it opened, it used to go really fast, and somebody got hurt, and then they slowed it down.
Right, right.
So, but there's no point in going up there now.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work every time. I don't know if it's me or if it's just, you know, way of saying, don't go.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ride this ride.
Some about a casino, 43 and a half floors above the stratosphere.
And you have a ride that shoots you down like you're just, you know.
And right next to it is the Naked City, which is like, you know, it's like it could drop you off right in the, which is, if you guys don't know Vegas, the Naked City is like the crack mecca of Las Vegas.
You can find your meth over there.
Whatever
you need, you can find it there.
And it's like if you fall right into the naked city. You
right.
know?
And then you're going to want the meth to ease the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that's a scary side of town.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there if you don't know where you're going. And what's weird is I used to do a show out there, you know, the world's largest gift shop.
Oh,
there
yeah.
used to be a bar out there called Honest John's years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I did a show there every Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I played the music and, you know, we had, you know, open mic and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
And the shitty people that used to come into that place. Oh, my God. There was cops and just, you know. And
did you see that YouTube of that one guy that smashed the windshield right in front of the world's biggest gift shop?
Yeah.
The guy who just smashed the windshield right
yeah.
there. You want to see that? He just took a bat and just ran some random people who were driving, just smashed the windshield out.
That was, hey, come on, guys. I have a weekly show in Vegas. Come on. We got a room. And then it's just the shittiest
oh, yeah.
freaking part. And that's a moccasin shop now.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
So, yeah, they're doing the moccasin thing.
They had to walk a mile in their moccasins.
Yeah, apparently the world's largest gift shop wouldn't renew their lease because they were just like, you guys have too much riffraff going on in here, and you've got to go.
Oh, wow.
But the one show, I was like, let me do one final show, and let me just bring my guys from L.A., and they paid every comic, and we just brought this group that was pretty popular on the show at the time. They're not together anymore, and they brought a bus of their fans. Most people this bar has ever seen. They had to call extra people to come and bartend. We just slammed them. I mean,
yeah.
it was, and the one guy was like, yeah, our cook's off tonight. I'm like, you have 80-something people here that want to eat.
Yeah.
I would get back there and
yeah.
you know, fry up some burgers or something like
yeah.
that. I mean, they did not expect it, and he made a crap load of money. He was like, hey, we'll have to do this again sometime. I'm like, closing in 3 days.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
But it was cool. I mean, we videotaped it and you know, stuff like that. We had drinking contests. And,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it was fun. We had all kinds of different...
I'm looking at a picture with Crazy Jay and Weird Al right now.
That's right. That was just recently when he was here in Henderson.
Weird Al, man, he looks the same as he did like 20 years ago.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No. No, he does. He had the curly hair, like the really, really almost perm-like hair and the glasses. And
he's got curly hair, right?
Yeah,
there.
Well, it's not like it was. I mean, let's
fro style.
Yeah, let's take a classic look of Al. And see.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's morphed himself a little bit.
Yeah. He just looks the same, though. Like,
well,
I mean, he hasn't aged, though, you know? It looks like the
well,
same.
Well, it probably has something to do with the fact that he's, you know, a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I don't know. I guess. I better stop eating those burgers.
Yeah, but they're good.
Yeah, I know. Well, burgers are good, man.
But, so you've been playing for a while. Here's a thought. I do this thing every June that I'm a part of, and we've been doing it since 1994. It's called Desert Fest. We go out and
I saw pictures of that.
It's in the Barstow Desert, man. We have bands and comedians, and we play. Well, we do it Friday and Saturday. Saturday is really it's kind of like our version of Woodstock. Because we start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they just play and play and play.
Nice.
And you get bands and comics, and it's open to anybody that wants to play, man. So
wow.
I'm extending my invite to you.
Oh, that'd be fun, man.
To come out, and yeah, I think they would love it, you know?
Sweet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've introduced a lot of bands out there. There's a punk band here in town called Zero Fingers, and they're pretty popular on the show.
Yeah,
we took them out to Desert Fest 2 years ago, and they sold out of T-shirts and CDs in like 22 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And they loved them. And they didn't play last year. And everybody's like, hey, did you bring that Zero Fingers band with you? I'm like, no. They're working on an album and all this stuff, and they just couldn't do it. And they asked me if they could play this year, and I was like, sure.
So yeah.
First group to sign up to play, and everybody's like, oh, we'll be there. If they're going to come, we're going to be there.
Nice.
And we get anywhere from, I mean, we've had 600 to 700 people out there to,
right.
you know, 200.
Right, right.
You know, it all depends. And yeah.
Is it just one night, or is it like
well,
a weekend?
Well, we do Friday and Saturday. Friday's pretty much setting up, and we just hang out, and you just go and you meet the people, and you incredible food out there, man. People
right
cook. People cook like you can't believe out there. I mean,
that's
it's like,
awesome.
You know, you watch a guy that cooks with the Dutch ovens and stuff. people cook like that out there, and it's just like, what are you making in there? And it's like,
smell it.
Yeah, I mean, you just it's and people are just walking around here. What are you cooking over here? And it's just it's one big like family. Everybody knows everybody. It's like, you know, in June, it's always the first weekend in June, and people are like, what's the date? We're like, it's the first weekend in June, because there's a good half of the people out there are stoners, and they're not going to remember the day. But right. If we just say it's always the first weekend in June.
Yeah, the specific day. Yeah, yeah.
Friday, first Friday and Saturday in June, it's always been. And the Rangers know us. They leave us alone. And, I mean, we...
Oh, that's cool.
We go hiking out there. I mean, it's just... It is a, just a crap load of fun.
Sounds like fun, yeah.
And, I mean, and it's always different to have somebody out there that does something different. We have guitars, and we have bands, and we have comedians, and... I think having somebody out there playing keyboards would probably, you know, just...
Sure,
and you
man.
Do stuff, your stuff, and of course, you know, some of the covers that you do, I've heard, you know, and seen you do, so...
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be awesome to have you out there, actually.
That would be great, man, absolutely.
So we'll
yeah.
keep you in touch with that.
I'll play anywhere, anytime. I don't give a shit.
That's the attitude we like here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. So, you have a MySpace page, which is...
MySpace.com/BrotherLuke.
And you also have a regular website.
IamBrotherLuke.com.
And they can order CDs and stuff on both or just the main website?
Yeah. I just got signed to a distribution deal from Saran Music Group. So I'm in the process of changing my players and trying to get everything directed to there, because they're going to have... this will be my fourth CD this year. And they're going to have it all on file right there. So.
The fourth CD this year, and we're only 3 months in?
No, not wow, this year, but yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, you're I'm just, on fire.
He's just knocking
I'm
them out.
I'm on fire.
Writer block's not going to stop me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's a questionable. The question is like, what is a song, you know? Because this is my fourth CD, but track one goes a little something like, yeah, that's track one. And then track two goes something like, all right. And then the next song goes, it's a little bit on my artsy side.
Uh-huh.
So I go like a little on the minor keys a little bit, and I add a seventh. I go, time to eat. That's track three.
That would be like a Stephen Lynch influence as well, right?
Right, right. And then I was real mad and just freaked out, and then I just said, ah! And that was track five. But see, man, I'm just burning them out. I'm just kicking them out, dude. And then you got this real... That just makes you... I like to make...
Yeah. Like the theme to Jaws and... You know.
Yeah, yeah. But that would be... that's like scary,
yeah.
Right? But I like to do stuff that just makes people not like, it's like, it's disarray. It's like mass confusion. Total madman.
That's great. Brother Luke is here, so why don't you do one of your songs?
All right. You want to hear a specific one or just whatever? Or...
Every this... day or...
Everything? All right.
I don't know why I keep calling it every day.
It is whatever it is. Every something.
As long as you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
As long as I get it right when I play it on the show.
Yeah. Let me think here. Yeah, this song I think is going to be a single. I'm going to try and get it on some record labels. It's called Everything to Me. Some kind of clown, but you don't know how I really feel. I'm just someone trying to keep things real. Everybody's got something to sell, whether it Punani or hair gel.
heart tonight. Cause your love is everything to me. And your heart is all I ever need to find my way back home.
It's too early for this shit.
Everybody's got something to say. Just try to make it through the day. Just look into the space between. I think you'll find out what I mean. That your love is everything. Your heart is all I ever need. But to find my way back home, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again.
Smoke weed.
See, but that's what it would have sounded like if I sang it. But it would have been way worse. Way worse.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
So have you tried out for American Idol? Is that your bag? Seems everybody in Vegas that sings is like, I've tried out for American Idol.
Well, I mean, I like, if I won, I like the fact that that I would get like a lot of publicity from it. But to be quite honest with you, one, I don't think that I'm good enough of a talent to win, to be honest with you. But more importantly, I just don't really care whether they think I'm good or not. I'm just doing my thing.
You don't really give a shit what Simon says.
Yeah.
That was awful. Bloody awful. Well, that's cool. I want to thank you for being here, man. So people can go to your website, check you out, add you in MySpace. You're in my top, I think you're my third guy on my friends
how
list right now.
How long will I stay there?
Depends.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Anyway.
We'll see how well the interview does.
Crazy J in the house.
But, you know, going down the 44 flights is a lot easier than going up.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I'm just going to slide down the rail.
Yeah, that's the advantage. You can slide down, but, you know, be careful. One of them's loose. I don't know which one.
Oh, you need to hook up a bucket that you just get in and it just goes all the way down.
Well, I'm hoping to get the elevator fixed.
I'm not going down. I'm not going down.
So, and that's why you can't open the windows up here, because I don't want people, like, just, you know, jumping out.
Right.
You know, it's a long ways down.
That's a pretty bad... If you have to worry about people jumping out, that's... what are you doing to people, man?
I'm a good host.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have that problem.
Oh, okay.
Anymore.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, what happened?
I've changed a bit.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, it was great having you here. Come back anytime, man.
Cool,
love
man.
Love to
nice
have you happen. Here. And I'll keep in touch with you about Desert Fest. Love to have you out there.
Sure.
Come absolutely. Drink and...
Yeah. If I don't play, I'll come hang.
Oh, you'll definitely play, but come drink. You know, get drunk, go rock climbing. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
The cool thing about getting drunk and climbing rocks is it's cool to go up, but then you get up there and you're buzzing and you're, like, looking down going,
how the hell am I going to get down this thing?
How the hell?
I'll bring my knee pads and just roll down.
How the hell did I get up here?
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's a lot of fun out there, so we definitely would love to have you come out. And
ooh, that's going to be hot, too.
It's no hotter than it is here during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
We're used to it.
Right.
I watch my friends that live in, like, they live in California, and they come out like, oh, my God, it's so hot, and they're just sweating, and I'm just like, What are you talking about?
Right. Well, I'm on the lookout for one of those Vans 360 desert hats with the flaps on them with the checkers.
Oh.
So if anybody out there knows where I can get a hold of a checkered Vans 360 hat with flaps, please hit me up on MySpace, man, because I will pay up to 10 cents for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe give them a free CD?
Yeah.
A blank one?
Yeah. Here's your free CD.
Bastard. He really did it. He gave me a blank one. Son of a bitch.
There you go.
But,
thanks.
But again, thank you for being here. And your email address if people want to email you.
BrotherLuke@hotmail.com.
And just look him up on MySpace.
Yeah. And once again, like, you know, I really enjoy doing, like, charities and all that crap. So
if that's why he's here. He loves doing charity.
I love doing charity.
Jay, I'd love to help you out.
Yeah.
Now, has MySpace helped you out a lot?
MySpace has helped everybody out, man. I mean, the internet is amazing.
Even the pedophiles.
Yeah.
Have been helped out
quite a lot. Absolutely. They love it even more.
I love that they're all, you hear a story and it's like, on MySpace. Like, it's MySpace's fault.
Right. Like, well, they had to, now any girl, it's sad that I even know this, but any girl under 18 is like, set their profile private now. So
yeah.
I think it comes standard like that. If you're under 18, it's just private.
Tom's a whiz.
Yeah. He's on it, man.
He's on it. He's on top. He's not going to get
sued. Everybody's talking about this Facebook thing. I don't know. I mean, it's all right, I guess, but.
No.
What's up with that? I mean, it's...
I don't use it. I don't need it.
It's like kind of like a little more easier.
Dave, the camera guy, he's got Facebook.
That guy right there?
Yeah, he's got it.
Dude, these guys, I always give props, man, because you don't even know what he looks like, man. Right? You don't even know what that...
They know what he looks like.
For a second, dude. Give me the camera, dude. Give me that camera. Find the fucking camera, man. Gets a little love, okay? These are really expensive.
Yeah.
What's up, Tom the cameraman? Oh.
I said, yeah, Tom is Dave.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Dude, this is the guy that never gets any props. I just want to give props to Dave, the camera guy, because he's always behind the camera. No one gives a rat's ass about him, but I'm just giving him a little love because he can afford this really nice camera that I'm getting really scared to hold.
Actually, he stole it.
Oh, nice!
We'll keep that on the down low. We'll edit that out of the show and on the DVD.
Wow, dude, that's even hot. I mean, hot literally.
No, that's just a joke. No, it really is a joke. He didn't steal it. His roommate did.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody. I bought it on eBay for $10.
That's right. It was on... Yeah, eBay's another... cool thing you can buy stuff on. Have you
noticed? But I mean,
they sell anything. You can buy. I think one of the craziest things I saw was some guy was selling an old nuclear silo.
Oh wow!
And it was like, oh, are you kidding me? Like, and somebody's gonna buy it. Like, what are you gonna do with that?
Did somebody? I bet you somebody did.
They did. They buy.
Oh yeah.
It's weird the stuff they sell on eBay.
Right. Like, right. Yeah, you're just putting it out there.
Buy my grandmother. She'll clean your house.
Grandmother, put your grandmother on there. That's messed up.
It is messed up, but it's odd. It's there. They sell anything.
I'm gonna put.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to the Crazy J Show.
I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss.
What do you mean, miss?
I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, what class?
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
Well,
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. He's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, no, he's resting.
But, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one. And I'm looking at one right now.
No, no, he's not dead. He's resting, you know. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it, eh? Beautiful plumage.
A plumage? Don't enter into it. He's stone dead.
No, no, he's resting.
All right, then, if he's resting, I'll wake him up. Hello, Mr. Polly Parrot. I've got a nice fresh banana for you.
Very good.
No, he didn't. You in the cage.
I never.
Yes,
I
you
never
did.
The oh, I did.
Hello, Polly. Call a dead parrot.
He's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blue stunned easily.
Now look, don't play the slippery eel with me. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I purchased it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Well, he's probably pining for the fields.
Pining for the fields? What kind of talk is that? And why did he fall flat on his back the moment I got him home?
The Norwegian blue prefers kipping on his back. Remarkable bird, isn't it, eh, Major? Beautiful plumage.
Look, Tosh, I took the liberty of examining that bird when I got it home, and I discovered that the only reason it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Oh, of course it was nailed there. Listen, Mush, if I hadn't nailed that bird down, it would have muscled up to them bars, bent them apart with its little pecker, and boom!
Boom?
Boom.
Mate, this parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4 million volts through it. He's bleeding demised.
No, no, he's pining.
He's not pining. He's passed on. This parrot is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies. He's up the twig. He's curled up his tootsies. He's shuffled off this mortal coil. He's run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir invisible. He fucking snuffed it. These RV, the metabolic processes, he's had his lot. All statements to the effect that this parrot is still a going concern are from now on inoperative. This is an ex-parrot.
Well, I better replace it then.
If you want to get anything down this country, you've got to go. What's the news?
Well, I've had a look around the back, and we're right out of power.
I see. I get the picture.
I got a slug.
Does it talk?
Yep.
Right, I'll have that one then.
trying to think of something to do. I'm trying to think of something, anything, just to keep me from thinking of you. But you know it's not working out, 'cause you're all that's on my mind. One thought of you is all it takes to leave the rest of the world behind. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go as far as it did. I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back, but I know you did. I'm sitting here trying to convince myself that you're not the one for me. But the more I think, the less I believe it, and the more I want you here with me. You know the holidays are coming up, I don't wanna spend them alone. Memories of Christmas time with you will just kill me if I'm on my own. Oh, I didn't mean for this to go as far as it did. I didn't mean to get so close and share what we did. I didn't mean to fall in love, but I did. And you didn't mean to love me back. I know it's not the smartest thing to do, we just can't seem to get it right. To entertain myself with this old guitar, but with all my inspiration gone, it's not getting me very far. I look around my room and everything I see reminds me of you. Oh, please, baby, won't you take my hand? We've got nothing left to prove. Love me back, but I know.
Day here on the Rockin' Comedy Show as we rock the 44th floor. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're having a good time. We're having some fun. Let's keep it going with Steve McGrew.
My wife's mad at me right now because she's redecorating the house and I'm not giving enough input. Let me let you ladies in on something. We don't give a shit. Have you ever seen a guy's apartment before you get married? You think we gave a fuck what that wallpaper looked like? There's not too many real men getting excited about border. Oh, look at that trim. Y'all decorate, we accept it. Man, what are we going to say? We don't like something you've worked all damn day on? Fuck, I don't think so. We just act like we just love the fuck.
If you play your cards wrong, you can take me home tonight. You've got all the makings of my future ex-wife. I got $3, my credit sucks, and my future don't look too bright. So if you play your cards wrong, you can take me home tonight. Some call me a loser and a lazy, no good slob. I lost my house, I've got no car, and I can't keep a job. But I got a big heart and another part. Take me home, you'll understand. Because my genitalia looks like a Pringles can. If you play your cards wrong, you can take me home tonight. And when I pull my pants down, hey, you won't believe I'm white. It's been said that I'm Mr. Ed, but don't worry, I won't bite. If you play your cards wrong, you can take me home tonight. Some call me dishonest, and they say I'm just lying. But I peed next to old John Holmes, and he started crying. On a sunny day, I've got it made. Get under my wiener if you need shade. Oh, yeah. If you play your cards wrong, you can take me home tonight. If you play your cards wrong, you can take me home.
Tell no one will ever love you like I do. I like to feel the warm spot on your chair. Sometimes I drool and usually I stare. My precious one, save that gum that you threw in the garbage. You're the one I dream about, but the only question with me now is do I creep you out? Every time I shake your hand now, wanna stick your fingers in my mouth.
blouse? And do I creep you? Do I creep you out?
Here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Do I Creep You Out. Ahead of that, another great song from Rodney Carrington called If You Play Your Cards Wrong. You can find that on the CD called Morning Wood. Ahead of that, some Steve McGrew that got messed up. I think I fixed that CD player. Let's give it a try. Here he is once again.
My wife's mad at me right now because she's redecorating the house and I'm not giving enough input. Let me let you ladies in on something. We don't give a shit. You ever seen a guy's apartment before you get married? You think we gave a fuck what that wallpaper looked like? There's not too many real men getting excited about border. Oh, look at that trim. Y'all decorate, we accept it. Man, what are we going to say? We don't like something you've worked all damn day on? Fuck, I don't think so. We just act like we just love the fuck out of it. You like what I did with the bathroom? Oh, love it. It looks real queer. I like it a lot. Maybe you could buy one of those fuzzy toilet lids that falls on your dick when you pee, too. Oh, yeah. You know the stuff they put in that bathroom. The little soaps on the back of the toilet that you just look at. Don't use that soap. I've got looking at soap. I got looking at towels, too. That's what my wife calls them, looking at towels. You just look at them. When you get out of the shower wet, you can look at them. And you can walk down the hall, dripping your ass off, looking at them. Go to the closet and get the nasty towels. Oh, that's the same towels the dog gets dried off with. That's the ones I get. Don't use my looking at towel. I used it one time. Boy, she come flying out of the bathroom. Did you use my looking at towel? Those towels were just for looking at. Why did you use them? We were out of toilet paper.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me.
Decision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless,
exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
Yeah, should I stay or should I go? I think I'll stick around and do a little bit more for you. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Visit me on MySpace. You can find me at the official website. I'll be there hanging out, holding on to the archives. That's right, you can go check out some past shows, relive some of your favorite moments from the past if you would like. You can also email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, let's do some news.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
That's right. Not in the news news. Now, don't forget that these are actual news stories. News stories that we uncover on websites like FARC.com. That's F-A-R-K. Also, you can go to Yahoo Odd News and find the stories there. And remember, if you are online and you find an odd or weird story, email it to me. Maybe I've overlooked one. I would love to get some stuff from you. So email it to me, and you never know. It might become a story. I'm not in the news. News. We're going to get things started with a UK man who is facing jail after he emailed pictures of his lover to everyone in her address book when he found out she was flirting with other men.
Do you mind flirting outside?
I was just saying hello.
For you, that's flirting.
Yeah. Stephen Hales, 48, had been in an internet romance with Karen Parker, 36, after the pair met in a chat room last August. During the romance, Parker, a married mother of two, sent a series of nude pictures of herself to Hales, a former tree
That's
surgeon.
That's dumb.
Yeah, he's a tree surgeon. I love it when these stories point out what they do for a living. Hales became angry when he, hacked into Parker's email account and discovered she was flirting with other men. Well, that's what he gets for hacking. To get revenge, he forwarded the pictures to all the contacts in her email address book.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, what a nice guy. I'm so glad that they met. Hales, who never met Parker in person, has pleaded guilty to sending indecent images by a public communication network. She was a married woman, but she sent unsolicited pictures of her naked.
Naked!
That's right, I love that. She was what?
Naked!
Yeah, she was definitely naked. When the defendant noticed that Ms. Parker was contacting other men over the internet and meeting them, he became jealous and eventually accessed her Hotmail and forwarded all the pictures.
I don't email.
Well, GW, if you did, you might get one of those pictures, you know what I'm saying? She learned of his action when her friends contacted her and asked her why she had sent them naked pictures of herself. In a police interview, the defendant said that he wanted her husband to realize what sort of a woman his wife was. Hale said he only meant to send the photos to her husband and accidentally clicked the wrong button. Everybody else got him. Speaking of low-speed chases, this is a little funnier than OJ's, I think. In Vancouver, Washington, authorities are deciding whether the driver of a riding lawnmower can be charged with drunken driving.
This is nuts.
Yeah, it is. The 53-year-old man was arrested after leading police on a 3-mile chase.
Come on, we're going to go for a joyride.
Police say he cursed a neighbor, drove the mower through a fence gate, and smashed a window with a lawn chair. Police say he even drove the mower towards an officer. The officer stepped out of the way and pulled the man off the mower to arrest him.
As I travel around this land of Oz, one thought comes back to me again and again. These people are nuts!
Exactly, and that's why they are in Not in the News News. A former Centennial High School softball coach was rearrested after officials said she violated the terms of her probation. Lauren Kathleen Palmer, 23, had previously pleaded guilty to felony injury of a child after she was accused of improperly touching a 16-year-old student last April.
Okay, bend over.
Palmer was booked into Ada County Jail. Her case will be handled by the Gem County's prosecutor officer because of a conflict of interest. Palmer has immediate relatives who work in the criminal justice system, requiring the case to be sent elsewhere for prosecution. Palmer was arrested in Boise. She had not been abiding by the terms of her probation for some time, officials said. She had a number of alleged probation violations, including but not limited to curfew violation, and she changed addresses without the approval of her probation and parole officer.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing.
I don't think so. Palmer was originally arrested in 2007 after an Ada County Sheriff's deputy spotted a car parked at the Eagle State Park about 1 a.m. The deputy went to investigate and saw two people getting off of a blanket outside the vehicle. One was Palmer, the other was a 16-year-old girl.
Maybe some lesbians.
Yeah, I think so, Howard. She was described as a family friend of Palmer's, according to Ada County Sheriff's Office. She was, according to them, family friend. But, the deputy determined inappropriate touching.
Kind of kinky.
Yeah, was involved, and it may have been taking place, and Palmer was arrested. She was originally charged with felony sexual battery of a minor, 16 or 17 years old, but pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. I didn't, yeah. Now, this is a great story. In Victoria, British Columbia, police were alerted by startled motorists to a car on the Trans-Canada Highway with a naked man and two naked women having sex.
He was all naked and raring to go.
I would be if I had two naked women in my car. Probably be in shock as well. Calls began coming from witnesses, some who trailed the car into the capital city. Victoria police constables were all over the story. They were reports that they seemed to be wanting the attention from other drivers as they engaged in sexual acts.
Oh God, now I've got an erection.
No, that's the worst part about this story. The owner of the vehicle was traced from the license plates, and officers went to the address to await the car's return. On arrival, one of the women inside with the male driver, both in their early 20s, the report said. The unidentified driver said he had dropped the other woman off. Both were determined to be
naked.
That's right, in the car. The woman was taken to a hospital for psychiatric assessment, while the driver will likely only face such charges as driving without due care and failure to pay attention, as police didn't witness any sexual acts, the report said. This is Not in the News on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, taking a look at some off-the-wall news stories that just don't make the mainstream media enough. A Jeep driver deliberately swerved into a motorcyclist, then hit him with a mallet as they sat at a traffic light.
Bud, what's your problem?
Exactly. Bernard Daughtry, 55, allegedly shouted, "I'm going to smash your bike up, and then I'm going to run you over," before driving into Paul Wisdom's motorcycle. Edinburgh sheriff said Daughtry sat laughing as the biker screamed in pain as his leg was trapped, then swung the mallet at him, hitting his crash helmet. Daughtry is accused of assaulting Mr. Wisdom and his passenger, Sean Leonard, by striking Mr. Wisdom with a mallet and driving his car.
You are a mental case!
Described in a court as a red Jeep into his motorcycle, injuring the men, endangering his life. He is also accused of committing a breach of peace by shouting and swearing and brandishing a mallet at the man and swerving his car to prevent them overtaking him and driving him to knocking Mr. Wisdom and Mr. Leonard off the bike. Wow, that's a weird story. I know what you're thinking. You're like, Jay, come on, you've done the news. It's almost done. No pot stories today? What's going on? I thought that was a requirement. Students in a University of Michigan biology project had been assigned to grow herbs, vegetables, annuals, and perennials. Police are trying to find out whether someone's green thumb was also being used to grow pot.
Lord have mercy.
There you go. There's your pot story for the week. It seems that these small green plants believed to be...
No, sir, it's no mistake. Marijuana.
That's right. We're seized from a greenhouse in the school's botanical gardens in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Police say a school employee found the plants on a table while monitoring the research project.
Marijuana kills.
Yes, it does. The plants were mixed in with the project, which involves about 80 students. Samples were sent to the Michigan State Police Department.
Oh, the bog water reeks.
Can you see it? It's like, how do they test it? They're like, yeah, dude, this is some good stuff. Wow, they really know how to grow it. Oh. I'm sorry. That was so wrong of me. That's going to do it for this installment of Not in the News. News, I'm Crazy Jay. Remember, if you are online and you happen to find a crazy story, go ahead and send it to me. Love to hear from it. Yep, I certainly would. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show, and this is the music of Barnes & Barnes.
In New York City, I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance, I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, what you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh,
Blue Gorilla here on the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show from their latest CD called Gorilla's Gone Hollywood. They're a good group. Haven't seen them in a long time, but they're still on their tour overseas. And why not play one more from the guys? Here they are for you now.
I got a letter from you. Pictures of life you lead. I got a letter from you. letter from you. So glad that you took the time. I got a letter from you to mingle your life with mine. And I find your dreams illogical. The passion's quite impossible. But could it be to fight for a hopeless cause? A letter to you to tell you how much you mean. I sent a letter to you to tell you of my hopes and dreams. You may find my dreams illogical, my passion's quite impossible. But could it be to fight for a hopeless cause? A letter from you.
Listen what I say. see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa.
Thank you. favorite artist of all time, man. Mr. Neil Diamond. You could understand every single word from Neil Diamond. That's because he spoke through nearly the entire song, right? In fact, Neil Diamond was known as the great storyteller of rock and roll. The great storyteller of rock and roll, huh? Makes him sound like a third grade teacher or something. Have you ever heard the story about a man who dreamed about being a cat in a hat? And then became one. Well, except for the names and a few of the places, if you talk about me, my story's the same one. But I've got an emptiness deep inside and I tried. But how could you, would you know? On a box with a fox and a boat with a goat, I've never cared for the sound of eating alone. I am Sam. Sam, I am. And I want you to eat those green eggs and ham. I'm Sam, I cry. I'm Sam, said I. And you would like them if you'd give them a try. You'd eat them anywhere.
Mark Eddy here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his little tribute there to Neil Diamond. Oh, good stuff. We had Savage Garden ahead of that. Remember, if you want to make a request on the show, do it through email at crazyj@comic.com, through MySpace, and if you just want to catch up on some past shows, the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. That's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week with an all-new, probably bigger and better show than this one. I'm out. Catch you next time. Here's Great White.
Put 62 gallons in it now. 64, whatever I just wrote down. Just add the 21 to it.
Well, I'm a wasted rock ranger. I really can't remember when I ever had a dollar. for fun, and we'll have